In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Bezalel was God's artist. Jean Edward Veith, who gave our first plenary address this morning on art as a first article gift, writes of Bezalel's vocation in his books, The Gift of Art and State of the Arts from Bezabel to Mapplethorpe. Not only does the Bible have a great deal to say about the arts, but it gives a rather detailed description of a particular artist and his ministry. Bezalel is not so well known as Moses, Daniel, and Paul, but his significance as a biblical model for the arts is recognized within the Jewish tradition. Bezalel was the grandson of Hur, who, with Aaron, held up Moses' arms during the battle with the Amalekites and was one of Moses' trusted aides. According to Jewish tradition, Hur was the husband of Miriam, Moses' sister, which would make Moses Bezalel's great uncle. In order to make the works of art God planned for the tabernacle, Bezalel was given a special calling and special gifts. When the children of Israel had been redeemed from slavery in Egypt, the Lord led them to Mount Sinai. Here he gave them the moral law and the Ten Commandments, and also the social law for their theocratic community and the ceremonial law detailing worship acceptable to God. And it was in this context, in the midst of Exodus, that Moses was told of the calling and the empowering of artists. And then later, here in Exodus 35 and 36, Moses recounted to the people what God had said. Veith comments that our reading this morning suggests several principles about art. First, art is within God's will. The tabernacle, designed to glorify God and to instruct his people, was to involve artistic designs. The Lord tells Moses that you shall make holy garments for Aaron, your brother, for glory and for beauty. God was to be glorified. Only the finest, the best that human beings have to offer is appropriate to glorify the Lord. The glory of the tabernacle seems to have been intended as a reminder, a faint copy of heavenly glory. Those dazzled by the solemnity of the tabernacle were perhaps experiencing just a glimpse of the much more dazzling grandeur of the infinite God enthroned on, as it were, a pavement of sapphire stone, like the very heaven for clearness. Besides manifesting glory, Aaron's garments were to be made for beauty. Beauty is therefore an appropriate end in and of itself. The inventors of colors, of forms, of textures, the author of all natural beauty clearly values the aesthetic dimension for its own sake. According to the clear statements of Scripture, art has its place in the will of God. Second, this passage indicates that being an artist can be a vocation from God. The term vocation means calling. We think of people being called to the holy ministry, but the Reformation stressed that even secular occupations can be true God-given callings, suitable for the service of God and service to our neighbor. The Bible here clearly states that God called Bezalel for the work of constructing and adorning the tabernacle. But calling was not generalized, addressed to everyone. It was personal, a special calling. The Lord called Bezalel by name. This suggests that a person may be called by God to be an artist. And third, the passage further indicates the artistic ability is God's gift. All who wanted to help make the tabernacle, whose heart stirred him to come to do the good work, did so because the Lord had put the ability in their minds. Artistic talent is not to be thought of as some innate human ability. nor as the accomplishment of an individual genius, but rather as a gift of God. A review of these chapters in Exodus finds these specific gifts given to Bezalel, God's artist, and by implication to all artists who serve the Lord. Listen to this list. He has filled him with the Spirit of God. He has filled him with ability. He has filled him with intelligence. He has filled him with knowledge. He has filled him with all craftsmanship. And he has inspired him to teach. When Arthur Just and Richard Resch first cast a vision for the Good Shepherd Institute in September of 1999, the goals included a yearly conference during All Saints Weekend on themes in pastoral theology and sacred music, and the publication from the annual conference of papers. Over time, though, it was hoped that with the completion of the library expansion and renovation, this institute could also be a place for congregations to learn the church architecture as they contemplate building a new church or remodeling an existing building. And further, a place for ecclesiastical arts, displaying artwork, fabrics, designs for pyramids, banners, paintings, and other ecclesiastical adornments. When Arthur Josh, Richard Resch, Paul Grimm, Kevin Hildebrand, Sarah Nordling, John and Nancy Rahoff, Steve Blakey, and I gathered in the Rahoff's living room during the advent of 2013, just ahead of the library expansion build-out and the historic library renovation that occurred in 2014, we recognized that another piece of the vision for the Good Shepherd Institute could be realized. We reviewed that night how the gallery and display space along the central spine of the building could support permanent displays and exhibitions of art. And so began the work on this year's conference theme, Art and Music, Gifts You Lend Us. Here in Cramer Chapel, as in churches across our land and around the world, we receive the gifts of God in the service of the Word and in His sacraments. In this space, the Word is preeminent. Hearing it read and hearing it preached, we know the story of our salvation. We know the Lord who tabernacled among us for our salvation. Catechized in that story, the architecture and the art call out for visual exegesis. They serve as reminders of the story into which we have been crafted and the God who has redeemed us. The triangular shape of this space reminds us of the only true God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The diamond bricks set vertically remind us of the good gifts that come from above, from our Heavenly Father. The diamond bricks set horizontally throughout the rest of the village remind us that that love known in us from God is lived out in lives of service to one another. The great mosaics and carved reliefs designed by Siegfried Reinhardt and executed by artist William Severson remind us of the words of the Te Deum, words that we speak back to God. All the earth doth worship thee, the Father everlasting. Thou art the King of glory, O Christ. Thou art the everlasting Son of the Father. We believe that thou shalt come to be our judge. We therefore pray thee help thy servants, whom thou hast redeemed with thy precious blood. As you move through the library expansion and renovation and witness the ecclesiastical arts on display, you will see the work of more of God's artists. Artists with names like Dennis Gladue, Linda Henke, John Rahoff, Peter Lupkin, Sarah Nordling, Edward Rios, Kelly Schumacher, and the collaborative effort of the pastors, artists, and craftsmen from Redeemer Lutheran Church. You will be reminded that sin has consequences. You will be reminded that Jesus shed his blood for you. You will be reminded that one day you will be with the Lord in paradise. You will be reminded that you are the bride of Christ, his church, and so much more. At the hymn festival this evening, we will sing LSB 795, Voices Raised to You We Offer. Until then, we close this homily with stanza 2, our theme for this conference. All creation joins to praise you, earth and sky your works display. Art and music gifts you lend us, we return to you today. Alleluia, alleluia, God, creator, source of life. Amen.